As the 2004 Summer Olympics continue, Greek officials are tallying the costs. One report published today says the final bill is expected to be around $12 billion. That's more than twice original estimates. Spending overruns have increased the country's already large deficit, and construction delays and terrorism fears have kept visitors, and therefore profits, below expectations. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Athens.
At a souvenir shop in downtown Athens, owner Gianni makes a modest sale.
The people that came doesn't spend money.
Greece normally welcomes about 10 million visitors annually, but so far this year, tourism is said to be down by 20%. Industry officials report that hotels on the Greek islands are half full, even at discount rates. Souvenir shop owner Gianni believes the Olympics will turn out to be a long-term bust.
The Greek economy is destroyed. The Olympic stadiums that we built, we're going to pay 100 more years. For the 100 next years, we're going to pay these Olympic constructions.
While the mood in the tourism and retail sectors is glum, the overall attitude of the Greek people in the last 2 weeks has been a feel-good sense of achievement after months of dire forecasts in the international media. Political analyst Theodore Kolumbis says this won't last. He compares the Olympics to a wedding party, always followed by a hangover.
But then eventually reality comes in and you say, oh my God, especially if you're the parents, how much we spent on this reception and how much the caviar cost and how much this and that. And what are we going to do with these all extra chairs and tables that we got and all these venues?
Unlike recent host countries, Greece financed the Games entirely out of public funds. A massive $1.5 billion for security, four times what it cost at the Sydney Games, and cost overruns due to construction delays have already put the government deficit at way over the 3% ceiling set by the European Union. Journalist Christos Michalidis claims that bids for several Olympic projects were granted on political rather than economic grounds.
People know that there hasn't been transparency, and that has brought the bill up very much. If you want us to be on time, okay, pay us. And so we said, okay, give them money as long as we don't become ridiculed abroad. Pay, give them whatever is needed, let them get it finished. They finished, but it wasn't done the proper way.
But Greek Deputy Finance Minister Petros Doukas, who was taken to task by his government for revealing the current $8.5 billion Olympic price tag, exudes optimism about the long-term benefits of the Games. He says Greece has shown it has the capacity and know-how to pull off a major international event.
That in itself is going to be quite invaluable. And of course, all that should attract, let's say, more money in terms of investment. Businesses that say, okay, this is a great place to be, let's set up office here because our officers would like to live in a place like Athens where you have cultural things, beaches, good connections, what have you.
The current government came to power in March with promises of cutting taxes and streamlining the country's elephantine bureaucracy, which is seen as a major obstacle to attracting foreign investment. But some analysts say social tensions may rise with the end of the job boom created by the Olympics, and Doukas admits that the government's planned tax cuts will now be phased in more slowly. Greece would not be the first Olympic host country to experience a post-game slowdown. Montreal came out of the 1976 event with a $1.2 billion deficit, an amount residents are still paying off through local taxes. And the jobless rate in the Barcelona region soared to 22% in 1994, nearly twice what it had been in the year leading to the 1992 Games. Asked what advice he'd give to other small countries that want to host the Olympics, Minister Doukas has these suggestions.
Certainly, start early and finish the venues as early as possible to keep the costs under better control and to build up the momentum, test the venues, make some money in advance.
Steps that would have significantly reduced Greece's post-Olympic debt. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
And there is more Olympics coverage at our website, npr.org.